This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Question. Could you cut 1% from your personal spending? I think most of us could. Maybe a few less store-bought coffees, or we'd stop the impulse buying, or a few less restaurant or bar visits. The point is that most of us could easily cut 1% of spending, but somehow, if the talk ever turns to reducing federal spending, a lot of people covering the election campaign greet the idea with shock and dismay. Maybe it's because they're worried about the $600 million newspaper subsidy. Maybe that could get scaled back. Maybe because they're members of Unifor, the Canadian Media Guild, who represents something like 18,000 media people, and their leaders have made it clear they'd fight against even a dollar being cut from federal spending. As the Prime Minister said this week to a CBC reporter, the Liberals always support the CBC, and it's over $1.1 billion tax dollars a year. They certainly don't want anyone messing with that. But my problem is I've read far too many Auditor General's reports that chronicle systemic waste of billions of dollars. And spending continues to rise, as illustrated by the fact that in the last 4 years, the federal budget has increased from 269 pages to 460. But still, there's absolutely no debate over how government manages our tax dollars. As a taxpayer, the key to understand is that mismanagement, waste, and inefficiency are not just reflected in the horrendous examples like the billion-dollar fiasco of the Phoenix Pay System. No, it's far worse than that. The problems are systemic. As Auditor General Michael Ferguson wrote in his last report before his untimely death, our audits come across the same problems of inefficiency and waste in different organizations time and time again. Even more concerning is that when we come back to audit the same area again, we often find that program results have not improved. Quick example, the Institute of Fiscal Studies and Democracy reviewed 147 taxpayer-sponsored innovation programs. 21 didn't have any publicly available performance metrics. And of the remaining 126, the researchers found that only a small number had sufficient performance metrics. I mean, there's a lot of dollars at stake here. If the federal government reduced spending by just 1%, the savings would be 3.5 billion tax dollars. And as our Auditor Generals have consistently reported, that wouldn't be hard to do. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.